There are a few tests which you need to fast overnight before you have the blood taken. The two commonest would be a fasting blood sugar for diabetes and the other for what are called fasting lipids, blood fats like cholesterol and triglycerides. The trouble is that fasting is a pain in the neck. It means you have to turn up first thing in the morning at the pathologist's. It creates logistic issues for pathology collection centres. And also the fasting lipids levels may not be accurately reflective of what your real cholesterol level is during a normal day of eating. But there is good news. A paper last week by an international group of experts suggests that you don't actually need to fast before you have your cholesterol levels checked. Hallelujah, many will cry, but how good is the evidence to support that advice? Borg Norgesgaard was the lead author and he's on the line from Copenhagen. Welcome to the Health Report.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So why did we ever ask people to fast for blood lipids, for your blood fats?
Well, if you ask me, I don't really know, except for that's what we have been doing for so many years. I mean, I really tried to read the literature and find some very solid scientific evidence supporting that it is superior to just taking a random non-fasting blood sample as we do now, and I have problems finding the evidence. I mean, there's lots of arguments people put forward for why you should use fasting versus non-fasting, but really solid evidence that it is better, I can't find it.
So this was a tradition rather than science?
I think so, yeah. I mean, you could ask me, why did it start? Well, I think it started because when you do what's called a so-called fat loading test, similar to when you do a glucose loading test, then you can see that the one fat called triglycerides, common fat in the blood, increases quite a lot. And therefore, people thought, well, if we take all the lipids fasting, then we're better off. However, most people don't take an all fat load. It's like 75 grams of fat just before they have a blood sample. So it's that's not what's happening for normal people. So there's all this evidence now that we have reviewed that for many different places in the world, both in Canada and in the US, two different studies, one in children, one in adults, and then we have some studies from Copenhagen. And they all show that when you just look at people that eat their normal meals and drink whatever they usually do, and you take a lipid panel, cholesterol, triglycerides, and some of the other ones like LDL and HDL, then they don't really change very much in response to when you have been eating. The only thing is triglyceride increase a little bit 3 to 4 hours after you have eaten, but clinically this is not important.
So there is a difference, but it's small.
Yeah, and then the difference is if you look in millimoles per liter, so it goes up by about 0.3 millimoles per liter, and if you look in for milligram per deciliter, it's about 26 milligram per deciliter. However, when you in clinical practice look at triglycerides, you're interested whether it increases 1 or 2 millimoles, not 0.3 millimoles. So that's clinically relevant.
And even with the bad form of cholesterol, LDL, that's not huge in terms of the difference. It's not going to make the difference between whether or not you put you on a statin or not. You're going to be in the ballpark no matter what.
Yeah, and this is another argument that is put forward often that in order to calculate LDL, many times you measure total cholesterol, triglycerides, and HDL, and then you calculate LDL. Then the original publications way back said that they used fasting samples, and therefore everybody think then you have to do that. But we provide data in this report also, including some of our own studies where we did direct measurement of LDL and calculated in about 6,000 people, of which more than 5,000 were non-fasting. And the correlation between the directly method and the calculator was, I can't see the difference. It looks exactly the same to me.
And the other argument was that it changes during the day, so it's higher in the evening than in the morning. There's a diurnal variation.
Yeah, I mean that's certainly the thing. So there's good arguments for the other version, the one that we recommend now, just to take a lipid panel, cholesterol, triglycerides, and these other lipoproteins at a random non-fasting time, because then you get a better idea of what's the real lipid levels in that person, because we don't fast normally. And fasting is defined as you haven't eaten or been mainly drinking for 8 to 12 hours. And for some people, this happens just early in the morning before they get their breakfast, but the rest of the 24-hour, it's always less than 8 hours ago since you had something to eat.
So you moved over in Denmark to this official recommendation, what, about 7 years ago? Has the world fallen apart? Are people dropping down dead in the streets from heart attacks or undiagnosed cholesterol
no,
levels?
No.
Or?
No, everybody was happy right away. I mean, it's even the few laboratories that didn't change right away, I mean, they were pushed by patients because there was something in the media telling that now in Copenhagen, big university hospital, they went to the non-fasting. So everybody wanted to do it. And I can only say today, I mean, patients, clinicians, laboratories, everybody is happy. Everybody likes it because it is so much simpler.
And Britain is just... Go ahead. So, and patients like it because they can go when it suits them to the pathologist, so they're more likely to turn up for their blood test.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, I don't have fantastic good numbers for that, but I mean, certainly that's, you hear from so many colleagues that people don't going to have their lipid test because it's so complicated, so fast, and then they have to go to work to have an important meeting, so they can't do this in the morning. But now, doing a random non-fasting, you can come whenever it suits you.
There's and no very briefly, is there any circumstance where you should have a fasting blood fat level done?
I mean, of course, I should say that this recommendation is 21 world experts, many from Europe, some from US, and one from Australia also. And of course, when you have so many experts, there's always somebody that thinks there's certain situations. We list a few where you can do, for example, if the non-fasting triglycerides is very high, more than 5 millimoles per liter, which is more than 440 milligrams per deciliter, then some doctors choose to have another test. But if you ask me way down in my heart, is it necessary? I don't think so, really. I think you will just measure it several times and it'll level out what is the real values in that person.
Borg Norgesgaard, thanks for joining us on the Health Report.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Borg Norgesgaard, who is in the Department of Clinical Biochemistry at Copenhagen University Hospital in Denmark. I'm Norman Swan. This has been the Health Report. You can get all sorts of useful information from our website. Meantime, I'll see you next week.